Good afternoon. It has been said that there are two basic ways that you can live your life. There's the way of give, and then there's the way of get. Much has been said on how we need to live the way of give, but today, however, I want to talk about the much neglected way of get, and how, if you think about it, the way of get can supply a very beneficial perspective to take with us on our Christian walk. Now, Mr. Luker, before you throw me out, let me explain. It is obvious that the way of give is a very positive thing. This unselfish way is focused on God and other people. Many have used this term to describe the way God thinks and acts, and no doubt God is this way. All he does is give. And of course, our goal is to take on his character. The way of get, on the other hand, is described as the opposite way, where all we want to do is take. Satan lives this way, and there's no question that we do not want to take on his character. Clearly, I would in no way want to try to contradict those valid points. However, my point today is that I'm not convinced that God wants us in every way to ignore the way of get. There may be something very useful for us in this biblical that can be gained from the way of get. In short, I think there may be such a thing as God's way of get. Since this topic may sound odd, I'll explain what I mean by God's way of get and then state some of the spiritual benefits I see from this perspective. So what do I mean by God's way of get? If you look at Proverbs 4:7 with me, Proverbs 4:7, it is written, "And in all you're getting, get understanding." And before that it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom." And then in the New International Version of the Bible, it says it this way: "Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding." Can you sense the urgency and call to action in that verse? We just don't see the word get very much in such a positive form. But truth be told, I can probably more easily relate to this verse and the urgency in it because we are so inundated from Satan by a similar message, but towards getting things that satisfy our selfish desires and take us away from God. However, I think God right here wants us to flip this back around on Satan. In all our getting, get wisdom, get understanding, even though it may cost all you have. Well, you know as well as I that God is the ultimate supplier of this wisdom and understanding. Fortunately for us, despite God's monopoly, he gives this stuff out for free in a couple of very popular product lines. As can be sensed from that verse we just read, I think sometimes we need to look a little harder to find it. The most important and popular product God offers us today, with over 7.7 billion in circulation, is of course the Bible. Chances are you're never too far away from one of these. I mean, some of us even have them on our phone now. It's amazing how much has changed even in just our lifetime on access to the Bible. God's inspired word is no doubt our foundational source of wisdom and understanding. And as it is said, from the mouth of God comes wisdom. But are there any other products he offers to distribute his wisdom? After all, the verse we just read states that in all you're getting. Maybe it would have read in all your reading if the Bible was the only source of wisdom. However, God with his awesome spirit can give wisdom however and to whomever he so pleases. I think that fact we often sometimes forget. Fearing him and keeping his commandments is the beginning of understanding. So I think God's second most popular product line are the people that fear him and keep his commandments, and that are led by his spirit to wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, God says that a man of understanding shall attain wise counsel, and in the multitude of counselors is safety. Both of those sayings are in Proverbs 1:5 and 11:14. And that is what I want to focus on today: getting godly understanding and wise counsel from others. And in all you're getting, get wisdom and get understanding. Do we make this task an important objective in our daily or weekly communication with others? If not, I think we are missing out on an opportunity that God certainly would rather us not miss out on. Is it helpful for you to think about this type of getting as a directive from God? Could it be possible that sometimes we are so focused on giving in our daily communication that we may not make it an objective to get as God wants us to? That is what I mean by God's way of getting. Again, the focus of my message today. So what are some of the positive spiritual benefits from being in a get-type mindset when we communicate with others? Well, although not an inclusive list by any means, I thought of at least a few. Let me know if you can think of additional ones. Number one, as we build wisdom, we are more useful to others. Although being generous with our wisdom is very good, if we don't pay attention, we may be missing out on future opportunities to be even more useful by not taking the time to listen and to seek that wisdom. But if we look to that first verse I read as an indication of how perhaps aggressive we should be, then I think in general we'd approach things a little differently. Maybe this particular benefit is even more relevant the younger we are. I mean, we start in this world with little to nothing, maybe a birthday suit, and then we eagerly absorb all that we can. We want food, we want hugs, we want someone to change our diets. If only we wanted and demanded wisdom the same way throughout our life. But I think we do. I think we do yearn for wisdom, but perhaps we may not feel as comfortable expressing that desire. How can you go about it without feeling uncomfortable? I realize that we may not feel uncomfortable with everyone. There may be that one family member or that one lifelong friend that we always can connect with. But as I stated before, in Proverbs 11:14, it says, in the multitude of counselors there is safety. I would suspect that God put who he has into our lives for a much grander purpose than we realize. And a great part of that is to increase in wisdom and then, of course, apply it to our lives. Going back to the first scripture again, I think it points out to making the act of getting wisdom simply a part of how we live in our everyday life. It says, in all you're getting. What if that, whenever we engaged our friends in conversation, we had that goal in mind? I think we'd ask a lot more questions. We'd try to understand how they think, how they'd overcome, how they really got to where they are. Our conversations would go deeper. This proactive seeking would, to me, once I got used to it, be a more comfortable, much more comfortable way to seek wisdom than going to that one person only when we thought we needed the wisdom. If there are any actuaries or number people in the room, I mean, what are the chances of us even knowing we need wisdom if we may not have the wisdom in the first place? Or what are the chances that we realize that we need that wisdom and then have the time to ask that one person just when we need it? Or finally, what are the chances that that one person even has all the wisdom and understanding that we need for that particular situation? I think the odds are might not be in our favor, and I think that's why God said, in the multitude of counselors there is safety. By using the more proactive way of get, we may have already found that wisdom and understanding because we had stored it up while the going was good. My second benefit is we give opportunity for others to be spiritually fruitful. Now here's a riddle. If someone gave wisdom in the forest and no one hears it, did they really give it? Sorry, my wife didn't really want me to tell you that one. But I wanted to play off the popular nonsensical musing from a fellow Irishman. He asked if a tree falls in a forest and no one hears it, but yeah. Anyways, my point here is that I know that many of you are givers, but what we need for this whole equation of work is some volunteers to get. Any takers? Please turn with me to 2 Corinthians 8:13-14. 2 Corinthians 8, 13 through 14. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by equality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. And yes, I have seen equality displayed many times here just after services. How good it is to see the exchange of some positive encouragement coupled with a healthy dose of wisdom. Mickey D's cannot compete with that combo. And I hope everyone's getting some of those tasty treats. Although I have been pushing for the mindset focused on an eagerness to gain wisdom, it is really great when those of you that have it in a particular area use it. After all, God has given us these treasures and would want nothing less than for us to share freely with those that he presents before us. I think this is especially true for those of you with a special crown of glory. Proverbs 16:31 says that this is demonstrated by your silver-haired head founded in the way of righteousness. And isn't it sad when those among us with that crown of glory have to leave and that source of wisdom and understanding leaves with them? Another reason to live God's way of get while we can. The third benefit is we develop a positive mindset that can spot that wisdom in other people. Fortunately for us, God does not teach us everything that we need to know at all at once. He only gives us as much as we can handle, but that doesn't negate the fact that we still need to learn those things and try. Hopefully, we can learn from those who have already been taught so that we too won't need to go through the same trials or adversities that they did, along with saving us from trials and adversities that it'll save us time, which is also a very precious commodity. I think God calls an amazing diversity of people for a reason. Like many have said before me, if you or I were to choose a group of people, we had to pick a group of people and then invite them in here to church to keep God's ways, we would certainly not end up with the same group of people we have here. However, fortunately for us, God's ways are much higher than our ways, and he picks out a group of people with many different strengths. And then within the same group, many different weaknesses. This is perfect because it gives us an opportunity to grow by learning from each other. If we can approach each conversation with the mindset of God's way of get, we will certainly more easily see the positive attributes in other people. To wrap this all up, I hope that this has given you a new perspective on the benefits from God's way of get. To me, the benefits have been amazing, even without having a term for it, and I think you'd say the same. So let's build up our storehouse of wisdom, give others an opportunity to be spiritually fruitful, and lastly, let us develop the mindset that can find the wisdom in others. And guess what? We have that opportunity each week here at Sabbath. Let us live God's way of get and put that wisdom into our hearts and make it a part of our character.